It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. On a recent hike along a mountain creekside, I took refuge from a spring storm beneath a Douglas fir tree. At my feet, lining the creek banks, I noticed green spikes of plants growing in clumps together like leaves of grass or tufts of wiry hair. Each plant was made up of hollow, round sections linked together like pieces of pipe or children's pop beads. Some were topped with what looked like an orangish cone, and there were no leaves that I could see. They looked like nothing else. That may be because these plants, commonly called horsetails, are like nothing else that still exists. The species of horsetails are the only surviving members of a single genus of a single family of the order Equisetales, which was in its heyday in the Carboniferous Age, some 300 million years ago. At that time, while sharks were evolving in the water and giant 2-foot dragonflies zoomed overhead, relatives of the horsetails, called calamites, grew as tall as some of the pines along the creek, towering 70 to 100 feet above the ground. Smaller than their ancestors, the modern horsetails retain many of the characteristics of their primitive past. Like ferns, they reproduce by means of spores, which are produced on the cone at the top and carried by rain or another water source. The leaves, which I couldn't recognize, are fused into tiny teeth that surround each pop bead or node where it joins the next one. They grow like grass because, like grass, they spring from rhizomes, an underground network that can reach deep into the earth. The stems contain silica, a fact which has made humans seek horsetail out for centuries. The Romans used it to polish brass, and both pioneers and modern-day backpackers gathered horsetail to clean their pots, giving rise to another of the plant's common names, scouring rush. Horsetail has medicinal properties as well. Our connective tissues, including our tendons, bone, and skin, contain silica, and the plant is used to heal wounds and treat arthritis. Waterfowl also find horsetail useful. A recent study of trumpeter swans summering in south-central Alaska showed that the plants form a large part of the swan's diet. Cygnets and nesting females showed a particularly strong preference for the protein-rich horsetails, which are some of the first plants to appear in spring. Northern breeding geese also incorporate horsetail into their meal plans. As the rain stopped and I continued my walk, I took in the present-day forest of Douglas fir and ponderosa pine, where trillium and paintbrush would soon bloom, and quarter-sized water striders skate on the surface of the water. While I was sorry that I'll never see a horsetail as tall as a house, its fruiting body waving high in the air above the canyon, deep down I was secretly happy that the 2-foot dragonflies were ancient history. Writer Kim Todd wrote today's field note. I'm Caroline Kurtz for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. To learn more about the plants and animals of Montana, drop by the Natural History Center at 120 Hickory Street. Call 327-0405 to find out about upcoming events and programs, or visit our website at www.montananaturalist.org.